Powell River Otago Rugby Club acquitted itself well against some formidable players from Vancouver Island in two exhibition matches earlier this month. Vancouver Island Ebb Tide, an old boys side, and members of the Victoria Area Castaway Wanderers, took to the pitch on April 6 to play an old boys game and a senior rugby team game at Cranberry Field. Otago coach Jack Beardmore said the old boys game, in which he played, was 4-3 for the Ebb Tide opposition. "It was played in the true spirit of the game," said Beardmore. "For a lot of our guys, it was their first go at old boys rugby, where you have color-coded shorts on. Players over the age of 60 wear red shorts and players over the age of 70 wear yellow shorts and cannot be tackled, but can be tagged instead. Otago had two female players in the old boys match and they wore red shorts. It was their first rugby action. I've come to the conclusion, being as old as I am at 74 years old, if I play again, I'm not going to put yellow shorts on," said Beardmore. "I don't like it. I'll let them hit me." Beardmore said Ebb Tide plays almost every week on Vancouver Island and has some seasoned rugby players. "For them, it's second nature," four of whom played for British Columbia, said Beardmore. "They know what they are doing out there. I thought it was a great game." Beardmore said in the next contest, where Otago's senior team faced off against the island competition, the final score was 6-5 for Castaway Wanderers. "They scored on the last play of the game, running in the corner and winning the game," said Beardmore. "Had we not had injuries, I believe we would have won that game. Plus, we were missing a couple of top players. With them it would have changed the whole outcome of the game. We were up against older guys but they are quality rugby players. All in all, it was as great day, with back and forth action. Steve Quigley, our captain, was definitely a leader out there. He's such a quality rugby player, along with Ed Best." Beardmore said it was great to have so many great players on the pitch. He said some of the Ebb Tide players, such as himself, having been playing competitive rugby for nearly 50 years or more. "Next year is the 50th anniversary of Otago Rugby Club," and Beardmore said Ebb Tide has already confirmed that the team will be back to play an old boys game during anniversary weekend. "The more games I can get for our guys before then, the better," said Beardmore. "We definitely have a game on May 17 against Castaway Wanderers here and that's going to be a tough game. They are coming with Premier League players as well as third division players. We are going to have a Friday night game. I'm trying to get another game before then, also." Beardmore said he is more than pleased with Otago's development this year, so he's hoping that will translate into some improved play on the pitch. "It's going in the right direction," said Beardmore. "We're starting to look like a rugby team again." Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.